God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton as we head to 2 Timothy chapter 4. The encouraging word. Today, Dr. Wilton continues in this study of 2 Timothy about this unique question, has the time come? Dr. Wilton will fill in the gaps on that in just a moment, but he wants us to let you know we're here to pray with you and for you during the broadcast. We can connect with you on our website, tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or we'd love to meet you on the phone as well. Anytime, 24 hours a day, this number, 866-899-WORD, will connect you with someone happy to talk or listen or pray or connect you with wonderful resources that will help you grow in your faith. That's 866-899-9673. And now, today's great teaching from 2 Timothy chapter 4 with Dr. Don Wilton. The encouraging
word. We better be very careful how we conduct ourselves in the house of God. We better be very careful about where we go and what we do and how we act and where we interact in our society because of the Lord's presence. Not only that, Paul takes it even further. He says, not only be aware of the Lord's presence, but be aware of the Lord's judgment. And he puts that for us in context right here in verse 1. Look at it. He says, who will judge both the living and the dead. What we do most of all, and correctly so, is most of us believe that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ so that one day when we die, or when Jesus comes again, that we're going to be transported by the angels into the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that is so true. But folks, Paul here says that God is not only the judge of the dead, he's the judge of the living. Do you know that he watched what you put in that offering plate this morning? He knows, and he's judging you. Did you tip God today? He's going to judge you for that. I know that that's tough talk. Let me ask you this. What did you do yesterday? Where were you? What did you put in your body? What did you look at? Where have you been? I'm not asking you to go and watch a cricket match with me. This is a deep theological question. He says, always be aware. Here's the overriding principle. I'm standing here as your pastor today, and I'm saying, now, Lord, what do you expect of me as a pastor, as the shepherd of the flock? What do you expect of me? What are you telling me? God just simply saying, Don, watch out. I'm watching. Always be aware that God's in the house of his presence. Always be aware of the Lord's judgment. He's the judge of the living and the dead. But how did you talk to your wife this weekend? Anyone here use a four-letter word? Anyone here today, did you take the name? Anyone use God's name in vain? Anyone tell God how hot it was at Christmas? He's the judge of the living and the dead. Folks, our Lord is not a fair-weather God. Doesn't just come out when the sun shines. Always be aware. Watch out. Can I just be very honest with you? There's a part of that that puts the fear of the Lord into me. You know, you might smile at this, but I had my family over Christmas. We wanted to go and see a movie, and my dad said, oh, I want to go. And I turned to my dad, the brothers didn't, said, no, you're not. Dad said, well, why can't I go? We said, because you ruin movies. Don't ever take my dad to a movie. He'll ruin it for you. He will not put up with junk. I said, you're not going with us. Now you're all asking, well, how come you went? Well, it was a PG movie. And actually, it turned out to be a very good movie. Do you know something, folks? There's just something about that. You know, it was my dad who always used to say, son, would you take Jesus with you? He would ruin one evening after another for me when I was a teenager. That's why to this day, no movies with Dad. Always be aware of the Lord's presence and of the Lord's judgment. But notice there in verse 1, there's a third thing. Always be aware of the Lord's coming. He says, who will be appearing. It's coming again. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul talks about the fact that the rapture of the church is going to take place. It's a dramatic passage. Dead in Christ will rise, and those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, when is that? Has the time come? What must we do? Only God knows when he's coming. By the way, the world has been in conflict before, folks. There have been economic problems in our world before, and sometimes a lot worse than what we've been through. Go and ask some of our senior adults what it was like to live in the 20s and 30s and the 40s during wartime. Go and ask them. They'll tell you today's a walk in the park compared to that. It's happened before. Only God knows when Jesus is going to come, but the Bible says we must encourage one another. I don't know about you, but one thing I want to do is I want to always know that God is watching. That's the first thing. All right, number two, always preach God's word. That's what the Lord is telling me this new year. Look what he says in verse 2. He says, preach the word. Always preach God's word. You know, some people might say, well, Pastor, you've been here for just on 16 years now. And we appreciate the fact that you preach from the Word of God. Do you know that I just inherited that? For 25 years, Dr. Alistair Walker preached the Word of God. Prior to that, Dr. John Slaughter, and you can go on all the way back. I'm grateful, folks, I inherited that. That's why I love to preach the Word of God. Now, why preach the Word? Why? That's the question. Why does he say, preach the Word? Be ready in season and out of season. At all times, it doesn't matter whether stocks are up or stocks are down, preach the word. Isn't that great? Stocks are up, stocks down, preach the word. Whether you're turning left or right, preach the word. Be ready, instant, in season, and out of season. Whether you've got a job, whether you don't, preach the word. Why? Well, just let me give you a couple of reasons why he says this. Number one, because it lets God speak. Folks, you don't need to hear from me. We need to hear from God. And God speaks through his word. The Bible says, my word will not return void. Let's God speak. Number two, it demands disciplined study. You preach God's word, it demands disciplined study. Folks, watch me. Everybody watch me. To stand in this pulpit every week, week by week, week by week, jolly hard work. I'm not saying all get up and shed a tear. To study God's word involves disciplined study. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you are teaching God's word. It involves disciplined study. To come to grips doing Bible studies, our ladies' Bible studies, I mean, right across, we've got so many, our discipleship leaders who are teaching our young people the Word of God. Disciplined study. That's an amazing thing. When you study God's Word, God will bless your heart. He does it every time. But there's a third reason. Because it covers every issue. When you preach God's Word, it covers every issue. That is why for 90% of the time as your pastor, I preach systematically through the Word of God. Goodness, one of these days we need to go back and go and remind ourselves all the books and sections we've gone through. I mean, verse by, I remember preaching through Hebrews. It took us 75 weeks or something. I remember preaching through the book of Revelation. It took us 2 years to get through the book of Revelation about 12, 14 years ago. Gospel of John. Nehemiah, You know, when you preach God's word, it covers every issue. Do you know that in all my years here in Spartanburg, I have never had one person come and say to me, "You're picking on me." When you preach God's word, you never pick on anybody. God does the picking. Amen? You never have to pick the subject. I don't wake up in the morning and say, "Well, let's see now. What can I preach on today?" Just preach the word of God. God will pick the subject. And because it's God's word, every issue, everything that is important to you and me is covered by God's word. I've often said to people, "Brother Greg, it's a wonderful thing." You know this is true. I've often said to people, "You can be preaching on oranges and the apples will get blessed." When it comes to God's word, because that's what the Spirit of God does. Some of you today are going to look at me and say to me, "Pastor, how did you know?" I didn't. God does. Some of you today are going to look at me and say to me, "Pastor, please stop. If you say any more, I'm going to be mortified." That's God speaking to your heart. It's the word of God. Addresses every issue. Number four, because it carries ultimate authority. No higher authority than God. God's word doesn't even need a deacon's meeting. Doesn't need a papal bull. Doesn't need the pastor to make a pronouncement. Doesn't need a convocation. Doesn't need a meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention in Indianapolis. Folks, I think it's pitiful the number of churches that call meetings for everything that opens and shuts. You never build a church. If you're listening today and you're in a church, you every time you turn around and burp, you've got to have a church meeting on it. I'll tell you the reason why you're not growing. Because you've got no confidence in God's word. God's not a fair weather friend. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, number five, because it's absolute truth. It's one of our five values. Beyond dispute. Number six, because it's passionately redemptive. It's another one of our great values in our church. It's all about the Lord Jesus. See, I'm so grateful today to tell you about the Lord Jesus. Do you know, folks, you cannot preach God's word without talking about the Lord Jesus. Everything in this word points to the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God who came, was born in Bethlehem's manger, lived on this earth, ministered to us, went to a cross and died, gave his life for us. On the third day, by the power of God, was raised from the dead, met with over 500 people, then went to the Mount of Olives and ascended, was exalted at the right hand of the Father, now making intercession for you and for me. See, when Paul here looked, he said, "Listen, you want to know whether the time's come? Here's what you need to do. Always know that God is present."
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back in just a moment with more of this great insight from Dr. Don Wilton. But that phrase he finished with, "always know that God is present," it makes me think of the many times Dr. Wilton has quoted Deuteronomy 31:8, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." If you find yourself discouraged in this particular moment, know that we're here to encourage you. That's who we are, the Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. And on our website, tewonline.org, you'll find a number of resources and a place to connect. The phone number is 866-899-WORD, and it could be that someone praying along with you right now is just what God would want you to do. 866-899-9673. We are here to encourage and pray for you. Now let's dive back into today's message. Has the time come? A unique question, and now more answers from Dr. Don Wilton. More importantly, more answers from God's Word itself, the Encouraging Word.
And number two, always preach God's Word. Well, there's a third thing. I love this. There's a third thing. He says, always beware of sinful people. He doesn't say, be aware of sinful people. What he's telling us here in verse 3 and following is, beware. Like when you go walking around the neighborhood and somebody's got a big sign up that says, beware of the dog, you know you got to be careful because there's a dog in there that'll want to take a good bite out of you. This is a signpost that God gives to the church. He says, always, whatever you're doing, no matter how God is blessing you, beware of sinful people. And he defines, he says here in verse 3, he says, the time will come when people, watch what he says. This is interesting. Number one, he says, when people, they will no longer endure sound doctrine. Take a look at that word with me. It's right there in verse. He says, for the time will come when people will not put up with. You know what you can write if you're taking notes today? You can write the word not tolerate. People will no longer tolerate sound doctrine. Now, what's sound doctrine? Sound doctrine is what you're listening to this morning. It's the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. Folks, if you don't know this, this is one commitment we've made through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. There is only one thing we're interested in, and that is God's Word, sound doctrine, teaching and preaching the Word of God. We're not going to cheapen it. We're not going to get down and desecrate it. And folks, today there is a massive effort to not tolerate sound doctrine. He elaborates. He says, not only will they not endure sound doctrine, but they will demand teachers. Teachers are people who are given the responsibility by God to pass on information that would result in the growth of the person to whom the information is given. And in a spiritual context, it carries tremendous significance. It's like being a parent. You've got children, and that wonderful responsibility you've got to bring up your children, to teach them, to watch them, to guide them, to hold their hand. Yes, and even to discipline them. That's what parents do. And he says here, they will demand teachers. Number one, who will suit their own desires. They will suit their own desires. More and more people in America today saying, listen, man, if this doesn't suit me, I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to challenge you today. If you're thinking of walking out of God's church and follow after something that's going to suit your own desire, I challenge you from God's word. God said, watch out. They're out there. Folks, there's a mad scramble in America. There are churches popping up all over the place that are based on coffee and biscuits. It's go to church and have a good time. Don't tell me deep stuff. I don't need that. Let me go to church and be comfortable. Don't you threaten me with the gospel. I remember 15 years ago, a man in this church, 15 years ago, a man in this church coming to me and saying to me, I'm leaving. And I said to him, why? He said, because when I come to church on Sunday morning, it's the only hour I have to relax in my schedule. And I don't need you or anybody else telling me what to do and when to come. And he said, that thing about inviting people and telling them they have to get up, I don't want any of that. And he walked out. The time will come. Are you that person? Are you ready for this church? Are you ready to see God do great and wonderful things? They will demand teachers who will suit their own desires, who will tickle their ears. That's a great... Man, you should have seen me with my grandson this week. You know what I love to do? I like to get that little chap. And I mean, he's just cuddly. I think, yeah, what can I say? You know, and you get in his neck like this and you go... And then you get in the oven and he goes, and then you get up in his ear here and you watch that smile come across a five-month-old face. You want to eat it up. Just gobble it right there. It's amazing he's still alive considering me and Bruce Cash. The boy is still alive. But you know whose ears you tickle, folks? Babies. Babies. That's why he says the time will come when people will demand teachers who will tickle their ears. And number three, who will teach myths. And by the way, that word myth there in verse 4 literally means fable or fiction. In other words, not reality. There is a reality TV frenzy in America. Have you noticed that? It's called reality TV. You have a bunch of people surviving on an island. Or you have them running around the world and you see them go to all different parts. It's wonderful to see where they go. Or you have American Idol and they all contest and then you have a winner. Nothing wrong with all of these things. But you know why millions of Americans watch and love it? You know why reality TV has become so important? You want me to tell you why, folks? Because for that 1 hour, whoever's watching escapes reality. That's why reality TV is the greatest irony. For 1 hour or 2 hours, you escape reality. You live in someone else's body that, according to the laws of the Medes and the Persians, you and I will never get there. A small fraction of people will ever get to do that, proportionately. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? It's an amazing thing. But there's one more, and I close with this quickly. You know, what are we supposed to do? Has the time come? What about this new year? Always know that God is watching. Always preach God's word. Always beware of sinful people. Number four, always encourage the faithful. I love that. Boy, our church is filled with faithful people. I love you so much today. Look what he says in verse 5. He says, but you. My brother and I were talking the other day. We both served in the army, and we were just reminding ourselves how that, you know, that old staff sergeant would come out on the parade ground, talk to everybody, and then those horrible moments when he suddenly spun around, he said, but you, come here. Now, somebody said when everybody else has an economic hard time, it's a recession. But when it happens to you, it's a depression. That's true. Well, here he's talking about encouragement. He's laid all this down and he suddenly comes down and he says, listen, always encourage the faithful. And he gives 4 points of encouragement. Watch this very quickly. Number one, to keep their heads. Keep your head in all situations. Keep your head. Don't lose it. Even though your stocks are crumped, don't keep your head. Number two, endure hardship. Nowhere does the Bible say you belong to Jesus that you don't go through tough times. You're going through tough times? Endure it. Stick it out. Watch what God does. Hold firm. Number three, confront the lost. He says, do the work of the evangelist. Don't stop telling people about Jesus. And number four, discharge the duty of your ministry. I love that last statement in verse 5. He says, listen, do what God has told you to do. That's to discharge your duty. It's at your service, Lord. I will do exactly what you've told me to do. You have forgiven me for my sin. You've saved me by your grace, and I stand ready to serve you. It matters not. I will discharge the duty of my commission. Stand up, family man. Stand up, husband. Stand up, father. Stand up, mother. Stand up, teenager. Stand up. Be bold and resolute. Stand firm. Watch what God does. He's on his throne. Amen? Somebody say amen. I love that, don't you? This is God's word.
Indeed it is God's encouraging word. You've been listening to the teaching of Dr. Don Wilton as he strives to get out of the way, as he says, and allow the Word of God to speak. And it's our prayer, Dr. Wilton's prayer, that you've heard not just the voice of Dr. Wilton, but you've heard the Lord calling out to you, letting you know He loves you. He has a plan for your life, a good plan for your life, a place for you in heaven. In the midst of all of this good news, it starts with a single decision. You've heard Dr. Wilton as he's been teaching and preaching from the pulpit. Now open your heart to what he wants to share next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you were praying along with Dr. Wilton moments ago to give your life to Jesus Christ or rededicate your life to Christ, you need to know that Dr. Wilton and our entire team want to rejoice with you, to pray for you, and to help you have some resources that will help you grow in the very next steps. You can call us at 866-899-WORD and share your decision so that we can get these information to you right away. The number again is 866-899-9673. And Dr. Wilton has prepared these resources that will help you take that initial step if you've just given your life to Christ, or also help you if you're returning to the faith and knowing that this time, this is the time that you're going to make sure the line is drawn in the sand and you're not turning back. These resources, again, are free if you'll call us at 866-899-9673 or meet us on our website, tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, where you'll discover great resources like this.
This month, as a special bonus offer, you can purchase Saturdays with Billy as a brand new 4CD audiobook. This audiobook is narrated by Dr. Don Wilton and would be a great gift. It would also be great to listen to in the car. You will enjoy hearing about the beautiful friendship between Billy Graham and his friend and pastor, Don Wilton. Along with the audiobook, we are offering a DVD collection of Billy Graham Crusades, A Gathering of Souls. This documentary gives the history of the Crusades from the first event in 1949 to the remarkable events behind the Iron Curtain and in the Far East. You are sure to enjoy watching this collection of timeless Crusades. Please visit tewonline.com or call 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 to order.
That's just one of many great resources available on our website at tewonline.org. And while you're there, discover more about Dr. Don Wilton, the man that was the pastor to Billy Graham for the last 25 years of his life. A man that doesn't receive a penny from any of the donations, any of the book sales, any of the resource sales. No, this is a man committed to lifting up the name of Jesus. And if you would prayerfully consider supporting this ministry, he would be grateful, we would all be grateful, and lives will be changed with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The details on how to give are on our website, tewonline.org.